Hey everybody, it's me, Swirl, and this is your latest episode of Swirl's Adventures in Slutland. So, by the way, someone should really start counting how many times I say so. I wanted to talk about something today. You know, I'm gonna be fucking my pussy while we do this. So to see, there it is again. Let me give you a visual. I mean, don't think you're getting pictures or videos or something. You have to fuck me to get those. I'm shoving a giant purple dildo in my pussy. Fuck. Oh, it feels really good. Okay, so there it is again. The concept that I want to talk about tonight, the idea, the overarching theme of tonight is going to be feast or famine. Because that's how I feel Slutland operates. It's either feast or famine. Because of my particular profession, I have a lot of time off right now in the winter. It's kind of like a winter break, if you will. And I was hoping to have just 2 weeks full of sex. Like, it should have just been wall-to-wall sex, but it has not been. So that's the famine part. It's just, there have just been days and days where, like, oh, fuck, sorry, I just apologized. Oh, fuck, that feels good. So there have just been days over the last, you know, week and a half or so now that I've had, like, nothing to do and nobody to do. Oh, yeah. And today's audio is brought to you by annoying traffic noise. Oh, fuck. So, days, just days and days, with no cock for me. Poor little Swirl didn't have any cock. But then, there are the feast days, like today. Fuck. So if you've listened to any of my other audios, you know that I have two current, we'll call them play partners. Because I like that, because it sounds kind of little. They're my play partners. Fuck. And for some reason, both of them always want me on the same day. And it's like, oh, fuck. I have shoved the dildo way up inside my pussy and, fuck, I'm rubbing my clit. And they both just both want me on the same day all the time. And part of me, you know, I'm not annoyed. I can't be like, oh my god, I have too much cock. Like, too many people want to fuck me. Blah. You know, boohoo. First world slut problems, right? But it kind of makes me feel, well, slutty, you know. Today was a good example. Didn't have any plans, you know. And so I was just having a nice little Swirl winter break day. You know, I get up, I eat something atrocious for breakfast. And then I lounge about and I was reading because I like to read. And I heard from Hot Chocolate this morning. And with Mr. Chocolate, I have been begging for his cock over the past couple days. Just, oh, fuck. Just outright, please, please, please just fuck me, please. And he has been unavailable until today, and he actually probably didn't have the time today, but I tempted him. So there was lots of sexting going on, and of course I was saying naughty, naughty things to him. He was on his way to his yoga class. That's right, Hot Chocolate does yoga. It's so fucking hot. And he does hot yoga. I told him it's like twice as hot yoga when he's there. So cheesy. But, you know, I was saying dirty stuff to him, you know. Things like, don't think about your big, thick cock sliding into my wet little pussy. So tight and wet. And apparently, my dirty texting made his big cock nice and hard. So he had to go into yoga class with his cock all hard. And I'm sure it was really noticeable because he's got a big cock. Did I mention the big cock? Oh, goodness. And so, I mean, just imagine a guy in a yoga class with a hard on, but like not a creepy guy, you know? And he was all surrounded by all those soccer moms in their yoga pants. But whatever, soccer moms. When it came time to take care of that big hard cock, he brought it to me. Oh, fuck. So, after his class, he sent me a little video of himself in the shower. Fuck. He was all soapy and he was stroking his cock. Oh, God. And it looked so fucking good. Like, I wanted to be there with him on my knees in front of him, stroking his big cock. Oh, yeah. So he sent me that. So I need to stop saying that. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I sent him a video of me in the shower with my big old tits all soapy and wet. He said that the still from the video made it look like I had cum all over my tits. And I was like, I probably should. Well, I think the video did the trick because he then told me he was coming over, but he had to be fast. Well, I have a rule. If it's gonna be fast, it better be hard. Sometimes it's just, he just comes in the room, and I swear to God, man can take his clothes off faster than anyone I've ever seen. Again, and not in a creepy way. Like, he's not like, you know, hey, come on in, make yourself comfortable, oh my God, you're naked. Not like that. But, and I started by licking him and sucking his big old cock. Oh, and I should tell you that when it comes to sucking his big cock, it is a challenge for me because he's really big. And so I need lots of practice, first and foremost. And secondly, with his big cock. Oh, he sent me a video of some chick sucking his dick. And now, some people would say, boy, that's really fucked up. It's not, though. He was sending me all sorts of naughty videos this morning, and that was one of them, and I was like, that makes me feel rather competitive. And he was like, oh, I don't know, my pet. Oh, he calls me his pet. I love that. Love it. He was like, she's an old pro. I've seen her take down bigger dicks than mine, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, you don't understand. I was like, I worship your cock, and I will suck it better than anybody else has ever sucked it. And that's pretty much my goal. I'm going to need a lot of practice, but eventually I will take that big cock all the way in my throat. Mm-hmm. So anyway. Annoying. I started off by licking him and sucking that big fucking cock, and he was naked. I didn't even have time to take off my clothes. And I was wearing, like, these really loose, cute little floral shorts and a t-shirt. And he just kind of, like, as I was sucking his cock, he just pulled me around. Pulled the shorts to the side. And, of course, I wasn't wearing panties because why? They just would have been coming off anyway. But he just pulled the shorts aside and started fingering my pussy. Oh, first rubbing my clit. And then just driving his fingers into me. Oh, fuck. And he had kind of swung me around in almost a 69 type position while he was doing that. Oh, fuck. And he was just pounding my little pussy so hard. And, oh, he made me just gush all over him. Oh, so good. And I had his cock in my mouth while I was doing it. Oh, eventually he just kind of flipped me around. Oh, I love that he just, like, manhandles me. I've said that before, haven't I? Because I said it sounds sexist. He, like, people handles me. But anyway, he just put me on my back and puts my legs up on his shoulders and just drives that big fucking cock right into my pussy. God damn. Oh. And just like it should be, it was fast, but it was hard. Oh, and he fucked me that way for a little while, and then he loves to kind of flip me, like, halfway over so that he has access to my ass, of course, because, like, so many dudes, he's obsessed with my ass. I don't know why so many people want to fuck me in my ass. But it's a good position because he can do that, and, God, it's so funny with that because I've never even let anybody else, well, I mean, there's been a couple, even think about touching me there. Oh, fuck. But, he was just kind of playing back there and fucking my pussy so fucking hard. Oh my god. Oh, and then just every once in a while, smack. Oh, he loves to leave handprints on my ass. Oh, and eventually he just pounded that big cock into me and then told me to come on his cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, and just like that. Oh, god damn. I gushed all over that big fucking cock of his. Oh, then he pounded into me even more. Oh, fuck. Mm. And then he pulled out so he could come all over my ass. So that was good. It was like he promised. It was quick. Oh, fuck. I like it because it's quick, but it's intense. So intense. And then, you know, I recovered from that mostly. Then I get a text from Fuck Buddy. And Fuck Buddy's like, I really, really, really need my balls licked. You know, like you do. And unfortunately, I couldn't go to him because he has company. And that'd be awkward. And so he was like, how late do you stay up? It's like, it's winter break. I stay up really late. He was like, can I come over? Like later, after my company falls asleep? And I was like, of course. Which is unusual because typically we play at Fuck Buddy's place. But he came to mine. And, oh, I had a lot of fun with him tonight. I was just in a very, I think because, you know, I had gotten fucked this morning, which in a normal person, I think, would probably satisfy them. A nice hard fuck and just multiple orgasms and just getting fucked. Yes. And most people would be like, oh my god, that was so good. I'm good for a couple days. Well, with me, I'm always like, thank you, sir. May I have another? It's like, that was good. That was amazing. That's the best fucking sex ever. Now do it again. That's what I want, right? So, kind of horny. I hate that word, horny. It's such a gross word. Aroused. And I spent, it had to be at least like 45 minutes tonight. Just with my face buried between Fuck Buddy's legs, just licking his balls and licking his ass. Oh. Mm. I love that he has never asked me to lick his ass, and I don't think he ever would. I mean, he'll tell me to lick his balls or suck his cock or whatever, you know. But he's never asked. So I've just kind of like casually made my way down there a few times, and from his reaction, I love it, because I can tell that he's not uncomfortable, you know, because he definitely doesn't like pull away or anything, but it's almost like you can just tell he doesn't want to like it as much as he does. Hang ups. But I spent just so much time down there tonight just licking, and he likes things very sloppy, like I've said, so I'm just making a big old mess. Oh. Oh, fuck. And licking his ass. I had him laying on my bed, and I was, like, sitting on the floor. And, you know, I just kind of, almost like a dude licking pussy, wrapped my arms around his legs and just pulled him into my face so I could lick and suck. One thing that takes some concentration and talent that I am lacking is to be able to, like, suck his balls into my mouth and still manage to lick them. It's very difficult, but I like trying that. So there was licking, so much licking. And then my feet fell asleep because of the way I was sitting on the floor. So I was like, scooch. And I made him scooch up on the bed. And then I proceeded to suck his cock. Oh, I was doing so good tonight, too. You know, I used to not be able to take very much cock in my mouth at all. I mean, I still gave good blowjobs, I mean, please. But I was never able to even think about deep throating. And now I can take his cock all the way. Oh, fuck. And he was pulling my hair and fucking my mouth tonight, which I fucking love. Oh, and he smacked my face a little bit, which is always good. I love that that shocks me every time. Oh. But he was pulling my hair and I had his cock in my mouth and he just smack, smack, smack on my face. And yeah, like I said, it like shocks me and takes me back. It's like, hey, hey! And then I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh, God. I was discussing that actually with Hot Chocolate today that I just love sometimes this, you know, the dirty stuff that I do is stuff that in any other context, if somebody said or did half of this shit to me, I would just kick their ass, right? Like, somebody calls me, oh, fuck, you know, a dirty little cum slut, outside, you know, and they're not somebody who's come, I want to be slutting, I'm going to be pissed. Oh, fuck. But when an object of my lust, oh, fuck, calls me his dirty little cum whore, oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. It has this effect. Oh, God, hold up. Oh, fuck. Anyway, outside a sexy context, if anybody ever smacked me in the face, again, I would kick their ass. I mean, as much as I could kick somebody's ass, which probably isn't much. But I would try. Tonight I was actually able to do quite a bit of dirty talking with Fuck Buddy, and I know. It seems weird that I have trouble, but it's because he and I were like co-workers and friends and now fuck buddies that sometimes it's still weird. And I also don't know how far to go with him. For those of you who, you know, have online play partners and in real life play partners, or maybe online that become in real life play partners, it's almost better, I have found, to like smack my pussy with a giant dildo. And it's almost better to meet someone online first and like talk about everything, figure out what they like and what they don't like, what their limits are, and that way I know that, like, can I talk about age play type stuff, or is that gonna like wig you out a little bit? Like, for instance, with Fuck Buddy, there's definitely, you know, some age play stuff going on a little bit. But with Hot Chocolate, it kind of, you know, it skeeves them out a little bit. And, you know, my kink is my kink, and it's okay, but it doesn't have to be his. That's why I'm his pet. Oh, God. Crap, I forgot what I was saying. Oh, God damn. Fuck. He doesn't like H play. But he's a sadist, so I know that I can ask him to do a lot more pain play than say fuck buddy. I've had fuck buddy spank me before, and he's always very hesitant. The last time he did better, the last time he used a belt. And, I mean, it was good. It was good, don't get me wrong. But he is not a sadist. He's just doing it just because I ask. And, well, frankly, I suck his cock really well, so I get what I want. Oh, fuck. 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 Which one I want right now is to come again. God damn, fuck. So, anyway, with Fuck Buddy, I can bring some of the age play in there. And with Hot Chocolate, it's definitely more S&M, you know, it's the sadomasochism, because he likes hurting me. Ugh, fuck. That's so good. Yeah. Ugh, fuck. So, feast or famine, that's what Slutland is all about. The guys can't freaking, like, coordinate days or something. You know, can they just work that out? Instead, I end up pulling, like, slut double duty. Okay, which, to be frank, of course I like it. Because I'm a slut. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. And not only loyal listeners, am I a slut? Oh, I'm a dirty slut. Oh, I'm also a fucking insatiable slut. Oh, God, I love to come. Oh, I just fucking love to come so goddamn much. Oh, God. Oh, do you hear how wet? Oh, my pussy is. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. So tonight's Adventures in Slutland, or Swirl's Adventures in Slutland, it's pretty much just an excuse for me to fuck my pussy with this big dildo again. Cause the, like, orgasms that I've had and caused today aren't enough. Never fucking enough. Oh, God. No. It's really late. And I have made a huge mess here in my bed, talking to you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, and I'm gonna do it again. Oh, oh God. Oh, my God, it feels so fucking good. Look. Well, thank you for spending this time with me tonight. I like to end my slut-filled days with you. And when you are touching yourself later, stroking your cock or rubbing your clit or whatever it is that you do, all I want you to think about me. Oh, yeah. And think about all the dirt.